Welcome, welcome, everybody. Happy to have you on the call this evening. We're going to follow up from the work we did last time as we were working with how do I occur to myself. And we'll kind of end with a little bit of a meditative practice that we'll invite you to take on a little bit. A little different flavor tonight, if you will. So quick review of the last call in case you missed it. You know, we really went into this idea or this practice around how do I occur to myself in this moment? How am I occurring to others? How would I occur to my higher self in this moment, right? And so we dove into that space. And the whole point of that was so that we could see ourselves, right? In this moment, if I feel a little bit angry and I'm obviously projecting anger out into my world and onto other people that I know, and I look at that and I go, you know, how am I occurring to myself? I realize that I'm angry in that moment and that that's something I'm creating for myself. It's not something someone's doing to me, so on and so on. And so as we dive into that, maybe you saw that you were occurring to yourself frequently the same way over and over and over again, like, you know, a pattern. You saw a pattern showing up. The way that you were occurring to yourself was frequently the same. And so regardless of being with a different person or the focus being on a different relationship, the focus being on a different life circumstance, when you tuned into yourself, you realize, wow, I'm bringing the same emotion, the same way of thinking, the same pattern to the same lens to each of these life situations. And so I'm noticing that the way I'm occurring to myself in this moment is truly the way that I am with myself day in and day out. It really doesn't have as much to do with the thing this person did or the situation that's happening. It has less to do with that and more to do with this is a pattern that exists within myself. And this is a way of being that I have trained within myself, I've taken on within myself, I learned, etc. I'm seeing my inner matrix, as we call it, right? And so I've been doing some work with many of you recently and diving into some more, you know, could feel like more of an esoteric practice lately. And so it's going to be a practice of, we'll call it deleting the past, right? Now, obviously, we can't, you know, erase our past, erase the things that we've done. But the way that we occur to ourselves and the patterns that you revealed and the things that you've been seeing as of recently are an accumulation, we could say, of past experiences, right? The way that I saw my mom and dad when I grew up and mentors that I had throughout my life and different life experiences that I had at work or in my job or my career or different people that I cared about with my friends, adventures that I've taken, right? We've had this lifetime of experiences. And inside this lifetime of experiences, we've analyzed those experiences and we've taken them on as a way of being in one way or another. We've taken on those emotions, we've replayed them, we repeat them, we've taken on ways of thinking. You know, when we had those big impacts, right, those really intense moments in life, they happened to shift perspective at times, right, whether it was like, you know, I met the person of my dreams or, you know, I got divorced, right? Those are big life impacts. We'll call them intense situations that have a big life impact that create a certain outcome. And so as we had these life experiences and these patterns were formed in our inner matrix, we began to identify with them. We begin to oftentimes believe that we are the pattern itself, right? We are the pattern itself. It becomes our identity. And the only way to truly reinvent ourselves in a particular way, the only way to truly transform ourselves in a radical and instantaneous way is to, we'll call it erase or delete the past, to let go of the past, and to learn to not identify ourselves with the past. And as we step out of the identification of ourself and who we are in relationship to the past and our past experiences, if we wish to create something completely different than we've known before, we've got to learn to relate to ourself as aligning with the vision that we have for our future, embodying ourself mentally, emotionally, and our action with the future. And something magical happens when we step out of both. Right, when we are no longer identifying with our past and past experiences through our inner patterns, and we're also not identifying with the idea of vision and the way of being that we're going to take on and who we're going to believe ourselves to be, the values we're going to take on for ourselves, and the new way of being that we step into, that new identity that we become, stepping out of and being free from that as well. And so great way to kind of take this on. And it's been a practice that I actually have been doing every morning for the last few weeks or so. It's a practice that we'll kind of do together. And it's going into the past. And it takes a little bit to do this because we identify more with memories than you might think. As an example, many of us, we identify ourselves in relationship, relate to relationships based on past memories and experiences that we hold. Some that we vividly remember and others that are locked away in the hard drive of the unconscious, we'll call it. But we're relating to our life and the world through past experience. And so long as we're relating to our life and the world through past experience, it's like every one of those experiences almost becomes a lens placed on top of itself. And it's almost like if you took a photograph, like those old style cameras, I can't remember what they're called, but you know, where you took the picture and then it literally just kind of printed the picture out for you, right? And you had that floppy picture. Maybe it's a Polaroid or something. So you take that picture and it prints it out, right? And you have that memory, right? It's kind of like it exists in the mind. And let's say I could take that floppy picture and make it transparent so that I could still see the picture, but I could also see through it, almost like stained glass, right? And so I have this picture that's a memory from my past, and I could see through it. But, you know, when you look through stained glass, you can see what's on the other side of it, but everything's a different color, right? If the stained glass is yellow, green, and blue, and you look through that stained glass, then what you see on the other side of that glass, you're seeing this tint of blue or green or red or whatever the color of the glass is. And so you're seeing a distorted image of what's on the other side of that glass, right? You're seeing a distorted image of that. You're not seeing with true clarity the ocean or the trees or the people outside, the buildings outside. You're not seeing with true clarity those pictures and those buildings or whatever you're looking at through the stained glass. You're seeing this distorted image because the glass is colored. And so that becomes like a memory, right? You take a memory from the past, and mentally, emotionally, we look through that lens, we look through that picture, that snapshot of the past, and we're looking at our current reality. Now, we don't realize that it's stained glass. We don't realize that that snapshot of a memory from our past is creating a distortion in how we're seeing our current reality, because we've been seeing through that glass for so long. We've been seeing through that memory for so long, and it's been distorting our reality for so long that it's all that we see. And we don't remember what it was to experience life before that stained glass was there, before that memory was distorting our perception of our current reality. And so we've come to believe that that's exactly the way it looks. And so it would almost be akin to looking through this panel of stained glass, and it was the only thing that you knew, is your entire existence. And then one day, someone comes along, you do a practice, you have an awareness, whatever happens, and then all of a sudden somebody moves the stained glass out of the way, and you see with clarity what was on the other side for the first time. And you realize it was never the way I thought it was. It was never the way I thought it was. Now that moment is going to be inspiring. That moment's going to be exciting. That moment's going to be freeing. Possibilities are created. And then on the other side, that moment's going to be terrifying. Because it's like, well, wait a minute. If I've been seeing through this lens my whole life, and that's where I made my choices and decisions from, well, what does life mean now? You know, what is, you know, the relationship that I'm in and the job, the career I chose, the way I've been seeing things, if it really isn't that way, well, then who am I and what is life? And we get to rediscover ourselves. And it's an exciting process. It's an adventure. It really is thrilling. It's where truth reveals itself to us, but it can also be a little intimidating at first because it's like our world gets shaken a little bit. Learn to celebrate when your world gets shaken, because when your world gets shaken, that means you're moving to new territory. You're exploring new spaces, and through that exploration, you're going to find some pretty amazing things. And so, you know, memories are like that stained glass. But the thing is, it's not that there's just one panel of stained glass. We have many memories. And so it's like putting one sheet of stained glass or that floppy picture like I spoke about earlier that's a little bit transparent as the memory, and you put one right in front of the other. Now you have two. And so you're looking through two layers of illusion, two layers of stained glass. And so if you put one stained glass in front of you and then you put another stained glass, another memory just behind that, you know, it's almost like a double distortion, if you will. And you're seeing now it distorts that which you're seeing that much more, right? It's like it takes the clarity of what is actually happening in front of you, or what you're actually viewing it takes the clarity and it distorts it that much more. And so when you take it and we go, okay, well, here's a memory on top of a memory on top of a memory on top of a memory, you know, you've got 100 sheets of stained glass there that you're peering through. And each time you take one of those memories away, one of those sheets of stained glass out of it, it's going to change the way in which you're perceiving whatever you're looking at. Right? You take two of them out, it's going to change the way in which you're perceiving whatever you're looking at. And again, as you take another memory, another sheet of glass, another sheet of glass, another sheet of glass, each time, whatever you're perceiving is going to change. The perception of what you're viewing is going to change. You're going to see it differently. And as each of those sheets goes away, eventually they all go away and you're going to see the actuality of what's present and what's there. But the trick is, you know, we don't know for sure if we're actually looking through the lens of one of those past experiences and memories or not, because it always seems to have been there. And so we've got to kind of just have the trust in the process and the courage to kind of take the stained glass away for a minute and be willing to see what's present. And so, you know, that's really what conscious transformation is about. That's a big part of the journey and a big part of what all of these techniques and tools that we've been sharing with you are about. It's to be able to eliminate those illusions of stained glass so that you can see the actuality of what's there, the actuality of who you are, and then create the choice that you decide on in your life. You still may look through the lens of those stained glass, but the difference is now you begin to create the glass. You're manufacturing it, you become the artist, you design your memory in a way, and then you start to create those layers intentionally that becomes your viewfinder into the world, and then the world responds to that as well, and you become we'll call it a conscious creator. And so the first kind of step to that is to be able to step out of the past memories that we hold, thoughts that are there, etc. And so pick a memory. And this may be exciting to you as you engage this practice. You may find points of resistance where you're like, I just can't possibly let go of that and whatnot, right? But the point is each time you're going to see a different layer of yourself. And so begin by just picking any memory, right? Just take a moment, maybe think about today, think about last week, think about your past, and think about a memory in your life that's been significant, right? When you met your significant other, when you knew in that moment what you wanted to do with your life. Maybe it's a painful experience when you weren't treated well and you labeled humanity in a way or you labeled people in a way. And just go and pick a memory. And pick a memory that has you identify yourself in a certain way. Right? Pick a memory that has you identify yourself in a certain way. And so any memory that you just picked, pay attention as you remember that person in your life, that place, that thing, that event, whatever the memory is. Just take a moment and acknowledge how you feel. Acknowledge the thoughts that show up. Acknowledge the experience that becomes present to you consciously in that moment as you touch into that memory. Is it a pleasant memory? Does it bring a smile to your face? Do you feel expanded? Is it an unpleasant memory? Does it create a sense of contraction and fear? What lens shows up? What's that stained glass? What's that floppy picture look like? And then in that moment, as you have that memory, acknowledge. This event occurred in the past. It's not who I am. This event occurred in the past. It's not who I am. It's an experience. And I'm going to let it go. And what I mean by you're going to let it go is, you know, you're not going to delete it out of your brain forever and permanently. Not possible. It'll still be there for you later, so don't get too worried, right? By the way, you're going through this process, you're not going to forget all your family and friends tomorrow. But it will give you permission, it will give the mind permission to not look through that lens for a moment, right? That's what we're wanting to do. We're wanting to give our mind permission to not look through that lens for a moment. And so when you touch into that memory, just simply acknowledge, this is a memory, an experience from my past, it's not who I am. I am not that. I'm not the memory, I'm not the impact it had on me, I'm not the impact I had on another human being. I'm not the emotion that shows up as being present there. I'm not the thoughts. I'm not the beliefs that ended up transpiring as a result of this experience. I'm not those values. I'm not that. I'm beyond that. I existed as something before I took embodiment as a human being. There was a time that I was an infant before I could think, before my mind had that conscious aspect to it, when I just truly experienced the world through the clarity of no lens and just had this perfect experience of that which was unfolding inside of me as a small child, as a baby, as an infant, before those layers of stained glass were present for me. And so think of it that way. You're just moving the stained glass away for a moment. And then pick another memory. Go to another memory. Again, a painful memory, an enjoyable memory, doesn't matter. Go to another memory from your past and just see where your mind takes you. And just acknowledge, this is an event that occurred in my past. It's not who I am. I'm beyond that. And let the experience of that memory go and move into that space of, I am that I am. And continue. Go to another memory. I've been doing this practice every morning for the last several weeks. And, you know, I wake up and it's amazing the memories that just are present right upon awakening. It's like I'll go to remembering different times in my martial arts training. And I'll remember being in the dojang, or I'll remember a sparring match. I'll remember, you know, a competition. I'll remember a teaching that my master gave me. And I just do that. I go, oh, there's that memory. And I'll feel it. I'll be aware of the lens, so to speak. I acknowledge the stained glass, and I'll go, this is something that occurred in my past. It was an experience. It's not who I am. And I let it go. And then maybe I remember a Christmas with my family at my grandmother's house and sitting on the couch, and, you know, all of my cousins are around. We're opening presents, and I remember that memory, and I go, ah, that was a memory. It's not who I am. It's from the past. And then let the memory go. So I kind of imagine just sort of letting it go, removing it out of the way, or if you wish to kind of imagine putting it in a flame and watching it dissolve, you know, whatever works for you, that's fine. Or just set the intention that I'm not that and let the memory go. And as you let the memory go, give yourself permission to let the identity to that go, to let the emotion go for a moment, to put aside the thoughts, the beliefs about it for a moment, and just acknowledge that that memory and all that it introduced to you is not who you are. So just as you're not the memory, right, I'm not that child opening presents with all my cousins, I'm not that. I'm also not the mixed emotions that showed up for me there of feeling excited because we were opening gifts and feeling insecure because I felt like I was receiving so much and my cousins didn't seem to be getting as much as I did, and feeling the sense of embarrassment and feeling the sense of happiness and joy because I was with my family and I was getting to spend time and whatnot with them. It's like, okay, I'm not any of that. That was a moment, that was a memory, that was an experience, and it's like I set it aside, right? I just set it aside. Maybe your mind jumps to, right? My mind jumps to buying my first car. And I remember buying my first car and drawing it off the showroom floor and how excited I felt in that moment and how accomplished I felt in that moment and how appreciative I was to the universe and to all those that served me. It's like, okay, I'm not that. That's a memory. That's an experience from the past. It's not who I am. It's a moment. It's an experience from my past. It's not who I am. So just as that experience of, say, buying the new car isn't who I am, the emotions are not who I am either. The beliefs I took on is not who I am either. The stories I took on is not who I am either. And it's like, that's not who I am. And just let that go. Just take away that lens and then just feel, who am I? I am that I am. And then be with that feeling, be with that experience in that moment. And then continue playing with that. Go to the next memory that occurs for you, right? Maybe the next memory that occurs to you is your mom or your dad telling you that you can't do something and that you're never going to be worth anything in your life. And you remember that event, you remember that moment, and you remember how little you felt, and you remember how insignificant you felt. And you remember taking on this idea and this thought that you'll never be good enough, you'll never be worthy of anything in your life. And embrace that memory, feel the emotion there, acknowledge it as that lens, as that stained glass, and then acknowledge, this is a memory, this is an experience that occurred in my past. It's not who I am. It's not who I am. And then let it go. Imagine just putting it aside and taking out that layer of that stained glass. And then as you acknowledge that's not who I am and you let it go, step into that place of, I am that I am. And do your best to simply be in that moment. Well, this is a practice of beingness. This is a practice of being fully present with what is in a moment. And the way that we access that place of experiencing ourselves as who we truly are, as being who I am in the moment, is to step out of all the lenses and to just simply be fully with who we are as an experience, where there is no mind, there is no thought, there is no emotion, there is no program or tape, no memory playing. And then there's an expression and experience of who we are. And so each lens you're willing to sort of acknowledge and say, that's not who I am, and set it aside for a moment and then step into to what experience shows up for me, each one of those is a lens being dissolved and a step closer to an authentic experience, the truth of who I am. Because those memories, they are not you. They're experiences, but they are not you. It's a photograph. You're not the picture. And you're not even that which you're perceiving through the picture. You are that which is doing the perceiving. You're that which is looking. And you are the space from which you look from. That is who you are. And so continue that practice with yourself. Close your eyes. Go into it. And just see where your mind takes you. And acknowledge each memory as it shows up. And that which came as an experience tied to that memory. The emotions that were tied there, the thoughts that were tied there, the beliefs, the value system you may have taken on. And as you acknowledge it, as you name it, simply acknowledge, that's not who I am. That's not who I am. And then imagine just putting it aside. And then as you put it aside, just be with whatever's present in that space and acknowledge, I simply am that I am. And then breathe and just be with yourself. Just be with yourself. And be with the experience that is present with you as you in that moment. And then go to the next memory. Do the same thing. Maybe your mind jumps to a vision of the future you're choosing to create. Maybe your mind goes to identifying yourself in a certain way. Right? Oh, I'm a teacher. I'm a transformational coach. Right? That's one place that my mind takes me. I'm a transformational mentor to people. I'm a transformational practitioner. Ah, you know, that's an identification. That's a memory. That's a label. That's just another stained glass. That's not who I am. I'm not any of those things. And put it aside. And put aside the pride that you feel that's connected to that, the gratitude that's connected to that, the appreciation that's connected to that, the humility that's connected to that, and put all that aside. That's an experience. That's a role I play in life, and it's an experience that comes to me through that role. But it's not who I am, and put it aside. I'm a mother. Ah, you know what? I play the role of a mother in this life, but there was a time I wasn't a mother. There was a time that I lived life, and I didn't have children. And so a mother is not truly who I am. Ah, maybe I identify with that role. Oh, there's another lens. Okay, put it aside. I'm a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and maybe you're really proud of that position. That's who you identify yourself as. Ah, but you know what? That's not who I am. And take that lens and put it aside. Take that memory as it exists in your mind, because even the future, or who we believe ourselves to be, or the picture that we have of ourselves, that exists almost like a memory in itself, because it's a memory that we hold in our mind. It's a picture that we hold in our mind about who we are or who we're going to be or what life is going to be in the future. And the reality is we're not any of that yet. And so treat those things the same way. That's not who I am. I'm not that. And then put it aside. Put it aside. Put it aside. And then go to the next one. 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 And then move into that state of simply being. Move into that moment of simply being you with yourself. Being an experience in that moment, not through the lens of the past or the future, but simply an experience of what is in that moment. I am that I am. And then take a deep breath. And simply be. Simply be. Maybe some fear comes up as you choose to witness yourself and see yourself beyond a mother, beyond a father, beyond a role you play, beyond a teacher, beyond a mentor, beyond a master, beyond a lawyer, beyond a business owner. Maybe some fear comes up as you acknowledge this is not who I am. As you go into those memories that are so powerful for you and that may have defined you in such a powerful way up until this moment, you know, some fear, some anxiety, you may discover some attachment to those memories, some unwillingness to let some of those go, and that's okay. Then acknowledge that that's there. Be a witness to it. At least now you know it's there. You discovered it. You became aware of it. And if you choose, you can acknowledge, wow, you know, this attachment and this anxiety I feel, this is not who I am. And treat it just like a layer of stained glass and choose to put it aside for a moment by way of just simply not focusing on it. Acknowledging it, choosing to put it aside, and be present with who you are. And go ahead and continue that process for another minute or two. This is not who I am. This is not who I am. The way that I'm occurring to myself in this moment, that's not who I am. Put that aside. I am that I am. And move into that place of just pure being with yourself. The experience of your existence in that moment. The experience of simply existing and being in that moment. This is not who I am. Put it aside. Step into simply being with yourself in that moment, experiencing what it is to exist in that moment. Simply be. Simply allow. Simply be. Simply allow. I am that I am. And breathe, expand into that. I am that I am. And dive into that expansion that begins to occur. Dive into that euphoria that occurs. Dive into that infinite self. Dive into that expansive love. That eternal expression as you. Dive into that. Every time I do this practice and I set aside all the Polaroids, I set aside all those layers of stained glass, memories, identifications, etc. When I let it all go and I just step into a place of pure being in that moment, pure being, pure experience, what's always waiting for me is that expansive, eternal, euphoric love. And then I just know I am that I am. I am that. I am that. And whatever level you reach, whatever space you get to as you do that practice of I'm not that, you put it aside. And you step into that place of being, whatever space you access, whatever space you're able to get to, embrace it. If you can access that place that I just shared that I go to each time I do this practice every morning, and I go to that place of just this eternal, expansive, euphoric love, unstoppable, powerful, when I go to that place, then I just allow myself to just be. And so just allow yourself to be in that place. Allow a new level of clarity to be attained, a new expression to unfold, and then just be with it for 30 seconds, a minute, 5 minutes, and just expand into who you are as that, whatever may be in the space for you. And then ask yourself the question, who do I choose to be right now? Who do I choose to be this moment? Who you have been is not relevant to who you choose to be this moment. Who you will be in the future is not relevant to who you choose to be in this moment. And your past, no matter what it has been, has to define your future unless you allow it. Unless you decide to hold on to that Polaroid, that layer of stained glass, unless you decide, this is who I am. That is the only way that your past will define your future. Is if you claim, either consciously or unconsciously, this is who I am, and therefore it will be who I will be. And so long as you're willing to let go of that experience, that memory, and acknowledge that that is not who I am. Yes, it is an experience I can take on anytime I choose, but it is not who I am. Then you will free yourself from your past. You will free yourself from the lenses that you take on from time to time. And you'll give yourself the ability to choose the lenses that are most empowering for you and that will take you to the destination in life you desire to embrace. You desire to know. You desire to create. You choose to create. And ultimately, you'll access a place where you begin to create through who you are as a divine impulse in the creation. And you will create as your true nature. At a point, you will end up there. But you must first be willing to let who you are not go. You must be willing to let who you are not go. And so remember, what is important is who you choose to be right now. You know, there are many years that I felt like I had to serve because I had much to make up for. And especially in my earlier years of teaching, of mentoring others, each time I would do something great or I would have a positive influence in somebody's life, I used to feel as though I just made up for a little bit of the wrongdoing I did in the past. And I played that story and that tape for some time. And then there was this point where I realized I have nothing to make up for. I have nothing to make up for. In this moment, I don't choose to be the person I was. I choose to be the person I am. I choose to be this person that I'm declaring myself to be. And I'm choosing to let go of the person I used to be. And when I realized that, I freed myself from who I was. And because I was no longer choosing to be who I was, and therefore I was no longer taking action from who I used to be, and I was no longer causing the people in my life and having this destructive impact on those around me, I was no longer doing that, so therefore I had nothing to make up for. And I created a new experience for myself. I created a new impact in the people that I knew, and I defined a new legacy for myself. I created a new life. I created a new future. I created a new world. I birthed it by simply declaring who I choose to be right now, and then embracing that, embodying that, committing to it. And so whatever your past has been, good, bad, indifferent, however you view it, is not relevant to who you can become. And it does not have to define who you will be in this moment unless you allow it. And if you are on this call with me right now and you're hearing these words and you know the work of conscious transformation, then you absolutely have the ability, the skill, the practice, the knowledge, the capacity, if you choose to embrace it, to not permit your past to define your future and not to have your future be predestined for you. But you have the power to choose who you will be today. And you have the power to create the reality you decide to see tomorrow. And so in that moment, ask yourself, as who I am, who do I choose to be this moment? Wake up tomorrow morning, do this practice, and ask yourself, who do I choose to be today? Make it a conscious effort. Make a conscious effort in your life. Be conscious in your life. Be intentional in your life. Who do I choose to be today? Do I choose to be selfish today? Do I choose to be generous today? Do I choose to be loving today? Do I choose to be expanded today? Do I choose to be contracted today? Do I choose to be negative today? Do I choose to be critical today? Do I choose to be loved today? Do I choose to be divine today? Who do I choose to be today? Who do I choose to be this moment? And claim that for yourself. And so take this on. Play with this as I have. And as you wake up each morning, the first thing before you get out of bed, rub your face a little bit, make sure you're awake, and then be aware. What's the experience you're in? Do you feel sad? Do you feel fatigued? Do you feel like I'm ready to conquer the day? Do you feel like, oh God, how am I going to get through the day? And then where does your mind take you? You'll see that your mind will take you to all kinds of different memories, past, future, etc. To those layers of stained glass, and then acknowledge each layer as it comes up. Ah, there it is. Acknowledge the emotion, the thought, the belief, the value system, etc. There it is. And then acknowledge it's not who I am. It's not who I am. And then put it aside. I am that I am. And then as another memory comes up, another place to acknowledge comes up, simply put it aside. That's not who I am. And then go back and focus. I am that I am. And then step into that experience of simply being in that moment. Simply being in that moment. Not through the lens of memory, but just simply being inside of that authentic expression that is in that moment, be present. And then each time you do this practice, you'll find yourself capable of being more and more present. And then after you take 5-10 minutes and you simply just be inside that presence that you are as an experience, then define yourself in that moment. Who do I choose to be this moment? Do I choose to be powerful? Do I choose to be strong? Do I choose to be transformative? Do I choose to be expansive? What do I choose to be in this moment? And declare yourself in that moment. Declare, define yourself in that moment. Who do I choose to be in this moment? Who do I choose to be today? And define who you will be in that moment, who you will be that day. And then get out of bed and be that day. Strive to embody, to share, to expand as that day, whatever your choice is, whatever that commitment is, whatever that declaration is. And then do the same thing the next morning. And then do the same thing the next morning. And come to see who you are. Have the courage to remember who you are. Have the courage to declare yourself as all that you are capable of being. Have the courage to declare yourself as you are that, and that is all you are capable of being. And if it can occur to your mind, you are capable of being that. And begin to see yourself as all that you are. Focus on all that you are, rather than focusing on that which you are not. And so, quick reminder, acknowledge the memory. Acknowledge this is not who I am. Imagine just putting it aside. Step into just that experience of being with yourself. Another memory shows up. Oh, that's not who I am. Put it aside. And then step into just being that experience with yourself. And then do that for 5-10 minutes. Go through that practice. And then just be with yourself. Be with yourself for another 5-10 minutes. And then declare, who I choose to be this moment is. And expand into that choice. Take that on fully. And then embody it as fully as you can. Focus on it throughout your day. And then we'll look forward to seeing you in the near future, whether it's a transformational journey, our upcoming Kansas City program, Austin, LA, lots of opportunities. Much, much love to you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your night and look forward to getting to know who you are.